You have just this sneaky little thing in your book here that you just tuck in, and you don't prepare anybody for it. And it is definitely, I think, a shocker for people who are reading it, and that is that you don't start with vision.
Yeah, so I decided just how controversial to be, and that's why I didn't kind of hit people between the eyes with it. I think there's so much wasted effort on setting forth mission statements and vision statements and all that. I just see it just an extraordinary amount of money and time spent on things that when you get to middle managers and below in our organizations, and by the way, the closer you get to the frontline people, of course, the closer you are to adding value to your customer. If a mission or a vision doesn't directly affect how they're doing their work, then to me it's kind of pointless. So what I prefer is the term purpose, although I don't even think I go into this that much in the book. A lot of that got cut out. What's the purpose of the organization? And that gets back to clarity around the product or the good or service that you're providing. And then when it comes to the whole notion of how someone ties to the vision, to me, being able to just get your work done successfully is a more important vision for an organization than, solving world hunger, for example, if they're not able to perform at high levels yet. And so many organizations have these lofty visions, and they can't even deliver a product to customer if they, successfully without being late or having poor quality. And that needs to be the vision, is to be able to provide, high quality products to a customer on time. And those kinds of things that I just am a little cynical about the whole vision mission when, people can't perform well and customers aren't being satisfied.
And I sort of hear you saying, if you don't have at least a somewhat healthy organization, it isn't going to do any good to slap a vision statement on it, like a Band-Aid on a broken arm. It's just not going to help.
Yeah, it's like think about your own body and trying to get healthy. There are certain things that are absolute musts in order to be healthy, assuming you're an able-bodied person and moving around. You must exercise, you must put good food in your mouth, you must get decent sleep, and you must manage your stress. And you must have creative outlets and those, other things as well. Well, there are certain things that an organization must do, and until you get to this baseline level of health, then you're never going to be able to even attempt to run the marathon. So let's get to a good baseline and get some solid health in place, and then we can figure out which marathon we're going to run and, all that. So, yes, I hear you that they're inspiring, and they are, but, all the inspiration in the world doesn't really help people doing work if they can't perform and they meet obstacle after obstacle and there's chaos that they're having to, vet and manage day in and day out.
I'm a huge fan of working on vision. I love this idea, and I think it is helpful. But, you can maybe get the cart before the horse on that one.
I think so. I think having a vision that you have a highly engaged workforce that's providing excellent products to customers and, customers who are thrilled with an organization, interfacing with an organization, and suppliers too, by the way, I think that is sometimes a fairly lofty vision for most, but some organizations.
Absolutely, yes. So forget changing the world. Just change your own dang organization because you're screwing up.
Yeah, we've met the enemy, and it is us.